Возложена на человека обязанность прислушиваться к советам, как он.
One must think about advice for how he can bring contentment above. And certainly, if he receives pleasure, there will be contentment above. Therefore, he yearns to always be in the king's palace and to have the ability to play with the king's treasures, because that will certainly bring contentment above. It follows that his entire longing should be only for the sake of heaven. Bala Sulam, Shamari 1, there is none else besides him.
Вопрос для семинара.
A workshop question. How can I, in a practical way, give the friends a constant feeling that there is none else besides him? Again, how can I, in a practical way, provide the friends with a constant feeling that there is none else besides him? How to provide a constant feeling that there is none else besides him to the friends. We constantly create between us. We simply have to bring ourselves back all the time to this frequency. If it's through the lessons, through the central topic that we talk about all the time, it has to be only that, nothing else. And I simply give them an example that it doesn't matter what I'm going through, I persist in the same way. Well, first of all, it all comes from the Creator. We are trying to serve this path as much as we're capable of. And this is a kind of a reminder that is always in the society. And it requires from the side of society to always talk about things and to have them out in the open. And it also requires from the person to open up his heart and accept these things. And the combination of these two is what creates this state.
Right. One, I need to constantly come back to it with an example and words. Constantly sustain this concept of there's none else besides him and be an example to the friends. On the other hand, I have to see myself as small so that when they speak, I'll be able to take an example from this and be inspired and return to this myself.
And also to actualize it on myself in practice, to constantly be in an constant effort to see that everything comes from there is none else besides him. By being it, at least being in the effort to do so, I'm giving you the best possible example.
The friends are in a state that there's none else besides him. You just have to learn from them and bring myself to the state of the society.
I agree with the friends. We have to pretty much do the same thing we're doing now, however, to constantly increase the volume, the pace. We have a very, very strong society. And the person who is in it, he has like a piece of iron that is drawn to a magnetic force. This is how a person who is here can be tuned to this place of there is none else besides him. That's it. We have to put ourselves in this society called Bnei Baruch. It is a gift from above, truly so.
By being envious of them, that they are always feeling that there is none else besides him, you can create a state where we're all increasing all the time.
And even if I act it out, I put it in my calendar that I need to act, there is none else besides him, and show it to the friends, it influences them. It brings them to really be in these thoughts, and out of that, it influences me back in return, so I truly will be in these thoughts.
It's also hard not to be influenced by it if we constantly stick to the frameworks we decided on, especially the lessons. And you just live in this topic all the time, whether you want to or not. That's all we're talking about. So there's nothing else besides him fills up your reality. And your ability to perceive it is the extent to which you want to help the friends get it. To that extent, it stays in you.
And also because of our structure that we built in the framework of tense, in which we establish a certain thought, a force, our root, so that the person that belongs to such a ten, he feels it. He feels it from within. He also feels it externally when all kinds of thoughts and desires jump on him. This inclusion within the system is what allows us to be under the influence of the Rishnals besides him.
We need to really help each other. Remember this every moment. A person can't return to this thought alone unless there's a society around him that ties him to it and helps him return to it. By returning to it, it becomes like a cycle. We just have to keep the chain connected.
Yes, and in order to keep this chain, in order to be a chain, it depends on all of us. It's a common decision by all of us. It's a commitment that each one must have towards the others. And to begin the lesson this way, we must have this kind of a covenant between us that at least throughout the lesson, we will be in this state. And out of that, we will also be able to continue it throughout the day. It's a good beginning, I think.
Out of the covenant, we go into the framework of our avut. By that, a very powerful light influences us. And in the end, we have to discover it in our senses, this concept, there's none else besides him.
Sensitivity to there is none else besides him, the ability to live, even before the ability, the inclination to live according to there is none else besides him, and all the more so the ability, it is all a result of the connections between us. It's like some force that flows in the system of connections between us. The more we strengthen the connections between us more and expand them and deepen them, this way the ability of each one of us and all of us together to be in there is none else besides him will keep growing. So what each one of us needs is to exert as much as he can in strengthening the connections between the friends, and we have all the advice of Rabash for it. And out of that, naturally, the single force that is managing the whole of reality will be revealed.
To really extol the friends, to see them as great, to see them as constantly being in the feeling that there is none else besides him, and also because the Creator chose them to do the correction today.
You can also pray for the friends, pray that they will feel it, that they will be in it, that they will never leave this thought. To simply make that a goal, to pray that they will be in adhesion with the right thought all the time.
If we become a Kli, then the concept that there is none else besides Him will live in us, because that's the only thing that sustains the Kli.
And also the whole of reality around you is just turning life for you in such a way that this is what will dwell between us.
Just to add that it's hard to accept that there is none else besides Him. So that's where we measure the quality of the environment, the group. And this is where we need to be each other's guarantors in order to keep it alive every moment.
And I'm very happy that I'm here today with you, L'chaim.
בוקר חסדך להגיד להגיד בבוקר חסדך להגיד להגיד בבוקר חסדך אמונתך בלילות ואמונתך בלילות בבוקר חסדך להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות ואמונתך בלילות